The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oyel Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Sanhedrin Daf Nun Ches. Gemara says in Amud Beis, Benoyach sheyichet shivcha la'avdai, the guy is miyachet the shivcha for his eved, u'ba'aleho, and then he's ba'aleho, not the eved, nerag aleho, he's nerag, me'emas, at which point is the shivcha considered the yuchedes to the eved, omer nachman, mi dekuroi la revisa de plainya, from when she's called, plainya's shivcha, or bas. Me'emas hatarasu, at which point does she become uteris? Because there's no formal kedushin and gerushin over here. At which point is she considered no longer miyuchedes to him? From when she uncovers her hair when she goes out. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, because in those times, even by goyim, it was customary for married women, or such a situation where shufcha was miyuchedes for an eved, to cover the hair when they went out in public. So now the halacha of prius harosh, of kisui harosh, Gemara says in Yumo that from Zayin Amud Aleph, from Ma'aseh with Kimchis, Bavus to Gemara, that she was zaycha to have sons who are kanim gedolim, because lairo kairis besa saira, even the walls of her home never saw her hair, meaning her hair was never uncovered. So obviously, mochach in the Gemara, that's not the chiyuv mitino. That's a mila that she had. So what is the chiyuv min hadin? So it's like this: mideraisa, one is mochiyuv in isha tish is mochiyuv to cover her hair in rishus harabim or any other place where many people gather. But besides the chiyuv deraisa, what's called das moisha, there's also das yehudis, the yiddish minhag, and that's also she's mochiyuv in that. The das yehudis is that when she goes down into the mavui, the place where the different chatzeres let out, so which is meaning it's somewhat of a public area, but not entirely public like Rosh Hashanah. So when she goes into such an area, also she would have to cover her hair mitam dos yehudas. A chatzer where not so many people gather, so that's machlekes. Ksubas tafayin beis and beis. Rashi, Taisus, and the Ran learn over there that she does not have to cover her hair. Meidlchi said the smag brings Yerushalmi that she does have to cover her hair in the chatzar. What's the halacha in this machlekes? So in Ebenezer, Kuf Tezvav Siv Dalid, the Daki Moshe and the Taz are Mekel, like Rashi Taisis and the Ran. However, the Bach over there and the Bishmul, they are Machmer, like the smag B'shem Yerushalmi. The Chassam Seifer in Tshuva Archaim Simulam Advav is Maitik this Shita of the smag, the Bach. And he says, not only is she Osir in Chotzer, she's even Osir in her own private room, in her house. Which the Chayo Pala, where did he get this from? Rav Moshe, and David Moshe, and Ezra Simon Nonches, is Matzmiya. It doesn't say that, all it says is Chotzer. And the Chayo, even if the Yerushalmi would hold like that, but Hami is with Mochach and the Bavli, not like that, because Kimchas, the Gemara of Kimchas was Mochach, that it's only a Milo, like we mentioned before, it's a Milo in Sneas, but it's not Medina. So Chsam Saif is the Chayo Tzarachi, and how he knows that. Okay, but in the Ikam Achleikis Bishayim and Achreinim, so some Saif over there is a Machmer, and he says the reason is because that's a minig, and once that's the minig, so Kiblu Olayu, so becomes Din Gomer, becomes Ikar Adin that you mechayev to be Machmer, even in the Chatzer and the way that some Saif holds, even in Bechadra that the hair has to always be covered. The question, however, is nowadays certainly with Nishtarviv over the last probably several hundred years, that many people are Mekel. So the question is whether that would be considered, we'll say that today the minig changed, or if the halacha was already established previously by the minig lahachmir, so then anybody who came along and was mekel, so they were being prutzis. That's a maisa preaches to go connect the minig. Once that's the minig, so that's a maisa hispakris of preaches. So I was like, that's not a minig b'chlal. So Lahar is partial that that first generation of people who are being piker and parrots. So of course that doesn't have a Torah's minig. But if we're holding 200-300 years later, and this is already as I'm Masayus Aviseinu Biyadeinu, Masayus Imoiseinu, that many women are Mekel. The question is whether at this point it already becomes considered a valid vinig. So I don't know how to be marked with this. Adayin Tzorchim Zeh. The Rav Moshe over there in that Shuva says in Maridik Chiddush, he says that you could be Mekel to uncover the hair as long as you don't uncover more than a tefach. Why? He says, because what's the marker that is an Isser, that is Chiyup, that the hair has to be covered? The marker is through Paras Reisha Isha, that it says by Saita. Now what did they do over there? Over there they uncovered all the hair. So we learn from there that normally one should not have our hair uncovered. So what all you could see is, all you could prove from there, Dr. Maisha, is that that the regular Isha is not like a Saita. That means that all the hair is not uncovered. So Mamelu, less than a tefach, is not a mutter. Aye, so why don't you say, so anything should be mutter as long as it's not completely uncovered? Right, if that's Uriah, so Uriah is, he's saying, Ramesh's Uriah is that the whole marker that you have to cover the hairs from Saita, and the Saita is all the hair was uncovered, so Vaitach has everyone else, is different. How much different? Only not like Saita. So Mamela, less than a Tevach is mutter. Why Tevach? Why don't you say that anything is mutter as long as a little bit is covered? So Ramesh asks his kashan himself, and he says, the teretz is, because achutz from the halacha of upara sa'isha, paras dresha isha, that the hair has to be uncovered, is halacha of mekayim samachusim. Just like all mekayim samachusim on an isha. Mekayim samachusim, the shear is tefach. Up until a tefach is mutter, more than a tefach is also. So, zakteh and chami, the regular din of kisri roish you don't have, kisri sa'is you don't have, but you have the halacha, that's mekayim samachusim. That's what he says. Now, l'chayra, L'chayim is a kash over here, because Ramesh himself says, in our Chaim Simin Membeis and Mem Gimel, he passes like the Archa Shulchan. Archa Shulchan says, Gval Gachidish, that if in a place where the Derech is that married women do not cover the hair, although there is absolutely no heta for it, Archa Shulchan says clearly there's no heta for it, but if Lamai said that's what they do, he says then there's no Isser to say Krishma, or Brachis, Tefillah, in front of an Isha whose hair is uncovered, because it's not no error here, because the person is used to it. So, Ramosha brings a raya to the Archa Shulchan from the Gemara Brachos of the Alam al-Alaf, that the Gemara brings a marker of Sar from the Isser Sar from the Pasuk in Shara Shirim, Sarich Ke'ed Ha'izim. In fact, Ramosha, why doesn't the Gemara bring the Pasuk of Paras Resha Isha that I mentioned before? El Al Karchach, because it's only Tolui in the Derech. It means it's not Be'etzim in Isser. It's Tolui in the Derech. Sarich Ke'ed Ha'izim. Samel is Tolui in, that's Tolui in somebody who is Ma'ira Hira when he sees it, because he's not used to it, but otherwise it would be Mutter. That's what Ramesh says. Now, so what do you see from that Shuvah? That he's naming on that it's Taka not Mekayim Samachosim. If it was Be'etzim Mekayim Samachosim, then it wouldn't make a difference if it was the Derech. It would still be Asr Lein Krishma. Elamah, he's naming on, it's not Be'etzim Mekayim Samachosim, it's telling the Derech. Let's go back to the Kasha and say that in a place where the Derech is to be Megal even more than a Tefach, in other words, what the Achshon is talking about, places where the Derech is that they don't cover the hair at all, then it should be Mutter to uncover the hair completely, as long as you don't cover it, as long as you don't uncover it completely, but anything less than that would be Mutter, because otherwise you can't prove it from Upara. The whole Teretz was as Mekayim Samachosim, but the Ramesh is saying it's not Mekayim Samachosim. So I don't know how these two Tshuvas stem. But I'll go upon him in the Ikad Din of Pachas Mitatach, that Ramesha is saying a heter, so people think that it's a double pashut, that it's mutter. Lamaisa, it's klar in the tshuva, in the beginning of the tshuva, that Ramesha was only matter it, Lamisha Nitzuch Lazeh, in a situation where it was necessary, but Stamazeh, that it should just become hefkeris to do that, even Ramesha was not matter that. As far as the heter of the Archa Shulchan for Krishma, so even though Ramesha brings a right to it, as we said, Lamaisa, he was only matter b'shas adchak, like he says clearly in Simon Membeis, and Simon Gimel, he says similarly. And that's all according to Rav HaShulchan and Ramesha. The Mishabrura and the Chazainish were Chaylik Lagamri on this Heta of the Rav HaShulchan. So, to be matter based on this Rav HaShulchan is not Pashat Bechlal. And the emphasis is, I don't even know what's the grace of Nafkamina from this whole thing. Why should somebody want to be matter like the Rav HaShulchan to say Krishma? Because it's a different Eitz, like the Mishabrura says in Simon Ayin Heis of Cotton Hay, that you could just turn aside and close your eyes when you want to say Krishma. A Mokam Erev and Mamish, that's not going to help to just close your eyes. But for Cyrus, the Mishabur Paskins, that if you have to, you can do that. So Ramesh himself, Lushitasa, he grabbed the whole thing like that, and Simon Membeis, he holds you have to be Machzegufay. But according to Mishabura, it's not that hard to be machmir in the other chumra of the Mishnah, the chumra of the other halacha that is no heter of rogel. Of course, you just close your eyes, and even according to Moshe, if you could turn your body away, that's certainly going to be motus. You don't have to be nichnas into the whole heter.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.